Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Tuesday, March 19th. In today's episode, Supreme Court refuses to stay the new citizenship law, CAA, for now. NDA rift in Bihar alliance. ED's big conspiracy claim against Aam Aadmi Party and Arvind Kejriwal. And India's air quality worsens. First up, the Supreme Court today refused to stay the implementation of Citizenship Amendment Act as of now, and sought the government's response to the petitions seeking the stay by April 8th. The bench, led by Chief Justice of India D.Y. Chandrachud and comprising Justice J.B. Pardiwala and Justice Manoj, heard a batch of 237 petitions challenging the constitutional validity of CAA implementation. The next hearing is on April 9th, and the petitioners' counsel, Kapil Sibal, has requested that no citizenship should be granted in the meantime. They can approach the court before the scheduled hearing if any new citizenship is granted during this time, he said. Additionally, the bench passed an order for appointing separate nodal councils for petitions relating to the states of Assam and Tripura. The law, notified weeks before Lok Sabha polls, has drawn stark criticism from many political parties and human rights groups, with opposition leaders like Jairam Ramesh claiming it is an attempt to polarize voters. Among the petitioners are Indian Union Muslim League, a political party primarily based in Kerala, the Democratic Youth Federation of India, Congress leader Jairam Ramesh, Trinamool leader Mahua Moitra, and AIMIM chief Asaduddin Owaisi. The day after the centre notified CAA rules, the two organisations approached the Supreme Court, seeking a pause on the implementation of the law. They termed CAA discriminatory against the Muslim community. Under this law, non-Muslim migrants from Bangladesh, Pakistan and Afghanistan fleeing religious persecution can seek Indian citizenship. Persons from Hindu, Sikh, Buddhist, Jain, Parsi or Christian communities from these countries who entered India on or before December 31, 2014 are eligible under CAA. The law has gained international steam as well. U.S. Senator Ben Cardin, chairman of the powerful Senate Foreign Relations Committee, said in a statement, and I quote, "I am deeply concerned by the Indian government's decision to notify its controversial CAA, particularly the law's potential ramifications on India's Muslim community. Making matters worse is the fact that it is being pushed during the holy month of Ramadan," unquote. This is the second objection US has raised regarding CAA. Last week, the US State Department expressed concerns over notifying of the CAA and said that respect for religious freedom and equal treatment under the law for all communities are fundamental democratic principles. Following the criticism, External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar said at the India Today conclave that it is important to put it in the context of the partition. Quote, "I have principles too, and one of them is an obligation to people who were let down at the time of partition," unquote. And next, with just 30 days to go for the Lok Sabha elections, Union Minister and Rashtriya Lok Jan Shakti Party President Pashupati Kumar Paras has resigned from the Narendra Modi-led Union Cabinet and withdrawn his party from the BJP-led NDA. In a press conference today, Mr. Paras alleged injustice after his party was not included in the seat-sharing deal for the Lok Sabha polls in Bihar. He said, and I quote, "The NDA deal has been announced. I am grateful to the Prime Minister. My party and I faced injustice, so I am resigning as a minister," unquote. This comes a day after the BJP sealed a deal with his nephew, Chirag Paswan's Lok Jan Shakti Party, with a 5-seat offer. Despite their shared origin from Ram Vilas Paswan's undivided Lok Jan Shakti Party, the nephew and uncle have a long history of dispute. Following senior Paswan's death in 2020, the two squabbled over the control of the party, which led to its eventual division. Now, as the BJP has decided to stick with Chirag Paswan, sources suggest it means his faction of LJP has more control over the Paswan community in the state. Though Mr. Paras did not reveal any future alliance plans, he confirmed that his party will contest the Hajipur seat. The seat is a Paswan bastion. Mr. Paras won it in 2019, before which senior Paswan won it 8 times. The seat has now gone to Chirag Paswan's party in the new alliance deal. Meanwhile, the BJP's push to maximize its Lok Sabha seats tally in Maharashtra will likely resurrect Raj Thackeray's Maharashtra Nav Nirman Sena, or MNS, from political oblivion. Determined to blunt the challenge by the Uddhav Thackeray-led party, the BJP has reached out to his estranged cousin. Raj Thackeray reached Delhi last night and met Union Home Minister Amit Shah today to reportedly discuss his party's possible entry into the NDA. Quote, "I was told to come to Delhi, so I came. Let's see," unquote. the MNS chief said on arriving in the national capital. He did not speak to the media after the meeting. Next, the Enforcement Directorate has alleged a conspiracy between BRS leader K. Kavita and Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal and other Aam Aadmi Party leaders in the Delhi liquor policy case. Meanwhile, the CBI told a Delhi court that many high-profile arrests will be made soon in the alleged scam, where the changed excise policy benefited certain liquor vendors in Delhi. The agency claims that Ms. Kavita, the daughter of former Telangana Chief Minister K. Chandrasekhar Rao, paid Rs. 100 crore to Aam Aadmi Party leaders to implement the now-scrapped Delhi excise policy 2021-22. She was arrested by the agency last week from her Hyderabad home and is now in ED custody till March 23rd. The agency claimed that by the acts of, quote, corruption and conspiracy in the formulation of implementation of Delhi excise policy, a continuous stream of illegal funds in the form of kickbacks from the wholesalers was generated for the Aam Aadmi Party. The Aam Aadmi Party has vehemently denied these allegations. AAP Minister Atishi addressed the media today and said, quote, political parties issue press releases. Why did the ED issue a political press release? This means that ED has become a political weapon, unquote. Adding that it was all a ploy to stop Mr. Kejriwal from campaigning for Lok Sabha. She also said the Rs. 100 crore bribe allegations are unfounded and have already been dismissed by the Supreme Court during a previous hearing. The agency said it has conducted searches at 245 locations across the country since the registration of the case in 2022 and has arrested 15 persons, including AAP leaders Manish Sisodia and Sanjay Singh and some liquor businessmen. Breaking from breaking news, can ignorance truly be bliss? Psychological researchers in Finland designed a study which found a negative correlation between progressive ideals and levels of happiness. The more one is aware of social injustice and tragedies in the world, including racial, gendered, and religious discrimination, the more they are unhappy and anxious. The study with 5,000 candidates also found that 3 out of 5 women viewed woke ideology in a positive sense, while only 1 out of 7 men viewed progressive ideas positively. Now back to news. 99 of the 100 most polluted cities in the world are in Asia. And more worryingly, 83 of them are in India, according to IQ Air report. Bihar's Begusarai emerged as world's most polluted metropolitan area, while Delhi was identified as the capital city with the poorest air quality in the world. IQ Air is a Swiss air quality technology company, which releases an annual global report about air quality across various countries with an AQI ranking. Surprisingly, Begusarai did not even feature in the 2022 rankings, though Delhi reclaimed its number one spot for a fourth time. Causing an estimated 1 in every 9 deaths worldwide, air pollution is the greatest environmental threat to human health, according to the report. While according to WHO, air pollution is responsible for an estimated 7 million premature deaths worldwide every year. The study looked specifically at fine particulate matter, or PM2.5, which is the tiniest pollutant but also the most dangerous. World Health Organization standards say average annual levels of PM2.5 should not exceed 5 micrograms per cubic meter. The report noted that in India, 1.3 billion people, or about 96% of the population, live with air quality 7 times higher than the WHO guidelines. Meanwhile, for the first time in the history of this report, Canada was the most polluted country in Northern America, with the region's 13 most polluted cities located within its borders. CNN reports that when inhaled, PM2.5 travels deep into the lung tissue, from where it can enter the bloodstream. PM2.5 comes from sources like the combustion of fossil fuels, dust storms, and wildfires, and has been linked to asthma, heart and lung disease, cancer, and other respiratory illnesses, as well as cognitive impairment in children. According to the report by IQ Air, only 7 countries met the WHO annual guideline: Australia, Estonia, Finland, Grenada, Iceland, Mauritius, and New Zealand. It also discovered that 92.5% of the 7,812 locations in 134 countries, regions and territories where it analyzed average air quality last year exceeded WHO's guidelines. And lastly, defying stereotypes and history of male child preference, India has seen a steady rise in girl child adoptions in the last 2 years. And Punjab is leading the way. The data released by Union Government showed 15,486 adoptions in the period of 2021 to 23 by 11 states. Of the total adoptions recorded under the Hindu Adoption and Maintenance Act, adoptive parents preferred to take home 9,474 girls as against 6,012 boys. In Punjab, of the total 7,496 adoptions registered under HAMA in the state, 4,966 were girls and approximately 2,500 were boys. In the Union Territory of Chandigarh, of a total 167 adoptions, 114 were girls. However, the Union Government, which compiled the data submitted by the states, placed the information with a caveat. It says, and I quote, "While some parents obtain adoption deed under HAMA, which is the legal document formalizing adoption, maximum do not choose to register the adoption document." That's all for today. You are listening to The News with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to The News with NDTV on Spotify, Apple and the NDTV News app. This is your host Anviti, signing off.